VOA News. President Trump claimed Tuesday that Russia, quote, will be pushing very hard for the Democrats in November's congressional elections against Republican candidates. He said on Twitter he is, quote, very concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an impact on the upcoming election. Based on the fact that no president has been tougher on Russia than me, they will be pushing very hard for the Democrats. They definitely don't want Trump. His belief that Russia favors Democrats is, however, completely at odds with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election to help Trump win the presidency. Mr. Trump threatened on Tuesday to place tariffs on countries that don't negotiate with the United States in good faith. He suggested tariffs are the solution to global trade issues. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After the administration put tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese goods, Beijing responded with duties on soybeans and pork, which have hurt Midwestern farmers. Two people familiar with the plan say the administration would give them direct assistance and other temporary relief. That comes just hours after the president tweeted tariffs are the greatest and that trade partners either need to negotiate fair deals or get hit with duties. House Speaker Paul Ryan's among those disagreeing with using tariffs to address trade imbalances.
I just don't think the tariff route is the smart way to go.
And says other lawmakers are making clear they agree. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration is set to announce billions of dollars in emergency aid to farmers who have been hurt by trade disputes with China, the European Union, and other trade partners. This is VOA News. Reports say North Korea may have begun to dismantle facilities at its main satellite launch site. It could be a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by the dictator Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in June. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North Korea-focused 38 North website says recent commercial satellite images indicate Pyongyang has begun dismantling key facilities at the Sohae launch site. The facilities include a rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles, and a rail-mounting processing building where space launch vehicles were assembled before being moved to the launch pad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump was happy about the news. On Tuesday, he told reporters, "We appreciated that." And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters, "The North's activities are entirely consistent with the commitment made by Kim at the Singapore summit." A hydroelectric dam has collapsed in Laos, leaving hundreds missing and thousands homeless. The dam was being built in Atepu province, about 550 kilometers south of the capital, Vientiane. Fire officials in Greece said Tuesday at least 74 people have been killed and more than 140 injured in wildfires raging through resort towns near the country's capital. Regional authorities have declared a state of emergency. China, the wealthiest member of the bloc of nations known as BRICS, is looking to further improve its international position as the group holds its annual summit in South Africa this week. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
This year's meeting comes amid a rapidly shifting world order, one that has China as the main target of a brewing trade war in which U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on all $505 billion worth of Chinese imports. In response, China has said it will seek to build cooperation with other nations, like those in BRICS. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Tuesday strongly criticized Arab and Muslim states for their rhetoric on the Palestinian situation, but for not taking more concrete action to alleviate humanitarian suffering and supporting the peace process. Haley told the UN Security Council that talk is cheap. She called out many countries, including U.S. allies Kuwait, Turkey, and the UAE, for their lack of or small contributions to the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees. She said last year Iran's contribution to the agency was zero, along with Algeria and Tunisia, while the United States gave $364 million. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.